Brandon, it was all about just getting on base, I would imagine, in that situation. Yeah. Walk us through that at-bat with Devin Williams.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to be as short and quick to the ball as possible. You know that his best pitch is his changeup, but he has a great fastball as well, and he locates well. So anything that you feel like is a good pitch to hit early, you know, just trying to put the ball in play hard and stay in the zone. So it was just trying to zone him up and, you know, good changeup first pitch. But you know, just missed it. Second one, I think I chased that one maybe just a little bit, thought it was a fastball. You know, was able to foul that one off as well. So then with two strikes, again, just trying to simplify things even more, knowing that his changeup is his best pitch, but he will try and surprise you with the fastball. And just happened to get a good changeup to hit there and stayed through it. Stayed in the legs and was able to drive a hard ground ball through and kind of line drive ground ball through, and was glad that nobody was there.
The other day when we were on the field in Atlanta, you talked about what Francisco Lindor has gone through to step up.
Yes.
But Pete Alonso's gone through a lot as well.
Yes.
And for him to come through in what could potentially have been his last at-bat, it's got to be pretty special to see that.
It's just storybook, you know. I mean, I think we were even talking about if you put everything that's happened this season into a movie, I think you would probably say, yeah, it's too much. Like, there, you know, it can't happen. Couldn't happen. It's fictional. And for Pete to be able to come up in that situation with the story, everybody knows. I mean, everybody knows he was struggling, and he wants to be doing better. And you know, everybody knows that he's extremely capable. And so it's not a matter of being capable. It's just sometimes the game is hard, and sometimes you're just not – things aren't going your way. And – you know, for him to be able to just still have the confidence and just be able to go up there, and he even said, I mean, I was talking with Chavi, and he, you know, a couple at bats before that, he was just saying, I'm just one swing away, and that's true. You know, at every point in the season, it's true, and he was able to come up in that last at bat and be extremely cool, calm, and collected, swing at good pitches, and I mean, to hit the changeup, I think it was the first changeup that he's allowed a home run on, to be able to hit that out the other way. Again, it just speaks to, you know, he's been one of the greatest home run hitters in Mets history, and to be able to do that in what could have been his last at bat, I think it's a storybook kind of, obviously not ending, we still have a long way to go, but just a storybook kind of narrative there. So I'm just extremely proud of him, and it takes a lot of self-belief to do what he did today, and I could not be more proud of him.
When we were on the field last Sunday against Philly, it was the final home game, but I told you that the expectation was that you guys would be back.
Yeah.
Now you get to come back. Are you excited for it?
I'm so excited for it. We're so excited to bring playoff baseball back to the Mets fan base. And, you know, first we got to play Philly in Philly twice. And, you know, we're going to enjoy that. We know there's going to be some Mets fans traveling to that, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. And this is amazing, you know, series for both fan bases. And it's amazing for baseball, honestly. The rivalry in the playoffs, it's amazing, and I couldn't write it any better. And so we're excited, and I hope the New York Mets fan base is as well, because this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Brandon, go keep celebrating. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you for having me. Let's go Mets.